Come, brave boys, lay by your fears. Think no more of want or cares. Come, let's pray for the king and queen, for the weaver was always loyal seen. Why should we like madmen pine at what the parliament design? Their acts to public good incline, then let us for the nation's welfare join. The weaver, he ne'er can want a trade, for an honest way for to get his bread. Since the king wants soldiers who can be more fit to serve so good a prince than we. Our papist forces shall never boast that they made us mutiny to our cost, for the loyal weavers will submit to what the parliament shall think fit. When all things fail, we'll march for France, and there we'll lead Monsieur a dance. We'll plunder his coffers when we come, and so make amends for our want at home. Maids shall stir their topknots wear, and in silk gowns shall gay appear. Then lasses now no more repine, we'll work at our looms to make you fine. Each pretty lass, like peacock dressed, with silks may hide her snowy breast. Sweet maids then wear what money affords, for 'tis fine feathers that make fine birds. Now fear no more a steeple crown, nor find fault with the worsted gown. This bill which caused such discontent is thrown quite out of the parliament. The weaver at all times firmly stood, and would work or fight for his country's good. And sure it shall never be said or seen that he failed in his love to the king and queen. How just is our good parliament? To ruin our trade they'd not consent. Our livelihoods they'd not destroy, but let us freely our trades enjoy. Come, boys, since we so happy are, let's drink a health to the royal pair. Long may they live and happy be, from cares and every misfortune free. The parliament, let's not forget, who all things in good order set. May they united ever be, and act with justice and prosperity.